Reflecting on her near-decade-long journey since arriving in Canada, Maha Ayoub's smile reveals a peace that's both undeniable and heartwarming. The Milton wife and mother has a whole lot to be thankful for these days. She's now employed as a personal support worker at the local Seasons retirement residence. Her two daughters are firmly established in school. She's got a family doctor and is studying to become a community and development service worker. And if that wasn't enough cause for celebration, Maha and the girls were reunited with husband, Father Garyas, this past October. "Everything is okay now," she said. "Now I'm relaxed. It was a long journey." Shepherding Maha through every step of that was Halton Multicultural Council, HMC, Connection Settlement Specialist Sultana Shahab, her all-around aid and emotional lifeline for more than 9 years. The two first met shortly after Maha's December 2015 arrival in Milton from Lebanon, which she cautiously describes as a less-than-ideal environment for her Palestinian family. Knowing very little about Canada, other than it being the most peaceful country in the world, the young mother immediately began taking English classes and subsequently learned about HMC connections from her fellow pupils. "Of course I was nervous at first," she recalled. "I don't know anything here actually. Yes, I was nervous, of course." HMC Connections Settlement Specialist Sultana Shahab offers some assistance to client Maha Ayoub. Steve LeBlanc, Milton Today. At least a little of that anxiety would soon fade, as Maha realized she had a dedicated ally in the long and arduous immigration process to come. Miss Sultana was very welcoming. "I felt very free to talk to her," added the longtime settlement worker. "I think I made her feel at ease. That's how you build a relationship with your clients. What we wanted to do was to help her to settle into the community and integrate and do whatever we can to help her." Coming here from Lebanon herself in 1992, Sultana considers herself one of the lucky ones when it comes to building a new life in a new country, since her brother was already here and she spoke English. Determined to support those who aren't so fortunate, she began as a volunteer interpreter with HMC Connections before being hired on in 2005. "That's why I chose this job. I wanted to help newcomers to settle and integrate into the community, and I really help with the depth of my heart and I go beyond my way." Over the past 2 decades, she's been a procedural and emotional guardian for countless newcomers, primarily from the Middle East, including Maha. That all-purpose help has included everything from insight into getting a driver's license and her daughter's registration in school to registering for Ontario Works financial assistance and guiding her through the hurdles of immigration. "She never hesitates to help me. She's always ready to help, from her heart," said Maha, who now looks ahead to offering the same type of welcoming spirit she's received, and has recommended the local agency to many fellow parents and other newcomers. Having served thousands across the region since being established by a group of volunteers in 1978, HMC Connections' mission, said Sultana, is to provide comfort as much as practical guidance. With that comes no shortage of heartbreaking and tear-stricken moments, including many with Maha. "She was going through a roller coaster with the whole immigration process, but thank God she's on her feet and her husband is here. Even her mother is here, as a visitor," said Sultana, noting the journey included a rather unproductive period with a lawyer. Maha went through a lot before she could reach the point where she is now. Handling a myriad of tasks on any given day, HMC's settlement specialists are fluent in at least one language other than English, allowing the organization to make the best match between client and support worker. Arabic, Spanish, Urdu, Chinese, Romanian, Ukrainian and Russian are just some of the languages spoken to help break down communication barriers. Of course, many of those first meetings are more about a simple kind gesture than an in-depth conversation. "The first thing I will do is I will greet them with a huge smile, making them feel welcome," said Sultana. "I give them the feeling of trust. Some people like to hug, so we give them a hug. The most important thing is to make them feel at ease. They need to trust you to tell you their stories, what's happening and what they need." Maha knows that only too well, with that insight accompanied by resounding gratitude. She, Sultana, feels me, what I'm going through, and tries to help from her heart. Visit hmaconnection.com for more on the organization's services and programs, or drop by their Georgetown office at 360 Guelph Street, Unit 33.